The 7th Annual Vietnam Veterans Recognition Day takes place on Friday, March 29th at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at First Summit Arena, the Cambria County War Memorial. Here to talk about this great event from Veterans Community Initiatives, Tom Caulfield, Josh Hauser, and our friend Dwayne Dietrich. What's going to be a great day. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Not all that long ago, March 29th was designated as a national day to recognize the Vietnam veteran.
We actually had a program before that was actually anointed and determined to be a national holiday.
Yeah.
So even though we're saying this is our 7th annual, we've in effect had 8 of these programs, and they've become immensely popular. It is the single most well-attended annual program in the veteran community in the Cambria-Somerset area.
Obviously, this has become a labor of love for you.
It's absolutely become a day of recognition from 50 years ago, and it also is going to be a fun day. We instituted right from the beginning that this is going to be a fun day. There's not going to be a lot of talks. There's going to be a very, very short program. And we're going to have a great time from 9 to 1 on the 29th of March. And we're looking forward to the biggest crowd ever.
What can people expect on that day, Tom?
Well, we do have a wonderful guest speaker, a veteran of 24 years, still active in the reserves, federal judge Stephanie Haynes.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie with a background in the Army and still active with the Air Force Reserves. She brings a mature and a wonderful attitude, very, very proud of her military background, and she jumped at the chance to be our guest speaker. We've heard her speak a number of times. She hits all the right points and thanks and recognizes all the great work that the veteran community has been doing around this area.
Who's invited to this?
Everybody that wants to recognize Vietnam era veterans.
Mm-hmm.
This was over 50 years ago, as I had mentioned now. The war finally ended officially in 1975. Many of our era veterans served during this period. All veterans are invited. Certainly the era veterans, the Vietnam era veterans, veterans of all eras. We'd love to have our World War II and our Korean veterans and our current veterans, our Desert Storm, Desert Shield.
It's nice that, you know, people have an opportunity to come in and participate in all that's going on. Many things, you know, they get to see an itinerary of things too, but it's also an opportunity to see some familiar faces, as we like to say, make some new friends and also spend time with old ones.
Absolutely. It's a great networking opportunity. We'll have information there from many veteran service organizations and other groups available. We'll have the tables. It'll be down at the lobby at the War Memorial and extend into the arena.
Mm-hmm.
We anticipate a great time. We will have top-notch entertainment. We'll have a nice lunch for everyone that wishes to stay. And you can stay for 5-10 minutes, or you can stay for all 4 hours from 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. You're invited to stay. So we're really looking forward to having a great event, getting only better. More and more people are there, and as I mentioned, I think it's the most interesting and the most wonderful opportunity to network and to recognize our veterans who were not recognized at the time of the Vietnam era.
Right.
One of the great things about having it this March 29th is that it's also Good Friday, and normally that would be a problem. But right now there is free parking down in the city.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to have plenty of room down there. We're looking forward to it. Just stop by, have a cup of coffee. We'll have plenty of coffee. Vietnam era veterans are well known for their drinking of coffee. We will have that, donuts, and we'll have a great time enjoying each other's company and networking. Josh Hauser is our committee chairman this year, and turn it over to Josh.
Absolutely. Just as this is an important thing for Tom as a Vietnam era veteran, I always appreciate his perspective. But as a military guy yourself, your perspective about this day and celebrating the Vietnam era veteran.
I think veterans always try to live up to their ancestors, so to speak. And it's funny, you know, Tom opens with Good Morning Vietnam. But when I was in Fallujah, a buddy of mine, we were there and setting up a police station, and there was a loudspeaker on top of the building. And we actually talked about possibly taking over that microphone for a Good Morning Fallujah. It just didn't have the same ring to it at the time, but missed opportunity. But we you know, as always, Bo, like we talk about so many times, we just love to honor our area veterans and that proud military heritage that's around here.
Right.
A big part of the ceremony at 10 o'clock is the reading of the names. There's 105 individuals between Cambria and Somerset County service members who did not return from the Vietnam War or died during the war.
Right.
Those listed on the wall in D.C. are those who were killed in action or died of wounds. But there's a number that are honored locally who were active duty at the time. And we read those names because we don't ever want to forget that sacrifice of those who served us during that time frame in all of the eras. So, you know, it's my generation's time to kind of pick up the reins and carry that on, pass it to the new generation. The ceremony is open to Vietnam era veterans and family, right down to family members. You may have no association to a Vietnam veteran, but it's that historical aspect that we want people to come out and know about that service. And
no
sacrifice.
Doubt. You know, and it's great to have our youth see this too. I remember a conversation I had with Tom a few years back about when he returned home from Vietnam and how often he was met with indifference. And to think that we have appreciation and we're teaching our youth this appreciation shows that the mood toward the Vietnam era veterans in general has really changed.
It really has. And I think it's important to have that conversation about this is the way things were during the 60s were a tumultuous time socially, globally. I think the world was becoming more of a global society and people were becoming more active in what was happening around the world. So it's important to remind people that historical aspect of it too, you know, whether there was certainly a lot of disagreement over the Vietnam War, there's disagreement over war in general, which a lot of times is a good thing.
Right.
But, you know, it's important to remember that those were different times and they were what they were. And we want our youth to understand that this is how it was.
Yeah. Now I believe you can be anti-war and pro-veteran. And I think that is just something that's probably changed. And again, in this area, we've always had that appreciation.
I agree with you. I always joke that there are a whole lot of Navy chaplains with combat action ribbons. And when you start talking to them, you realize that they pulled some time in the Marine Corps at some point, and they kind of switched over to, you know, just a different outlook on life, you know.
Right.
So it's just, there's a lot of history to it, and that's really what we want to pass on. Along those lines, we have the Greater Pennsylvania Military Preservation Association, who came up last year. They're due to come this year. They've got a Huey on the back of a trailer, which is just such a signature piece of equipment from the Vietnam era.
Nice.
And Tom Gray from that organization, he brings up a whole lot of memorabilia. We'll also have tables with resources for veterans, specifically experts when it comes to benefits. There's a lot of things that have opened up through the VA's PACT Act, which relates to Vietnam era veterans.
Yeah.
So if folks have questions about that, this is an ideal day to come share in that camaraderie, that respect for those who are passed, and how we can guide our veterans who may have some issues, whether it be through the VA or elsewhere. You know, that we're going to have some experts there to help explain to you, you know, what may be available to you to help you and your family.
The planning and the organizing, which you are obviously a major part of when it comes through all of these events going on, to the details of the pastries and the coffee, to the entertainment, all this stuff. That's a lot of work behind the scenes, I'm sure, but it's going to pay off on March 29th.
It is. And we have some help. We have Dwayne Dietrich with us, who not only is part of the Three of Hearts band as part of our entertainment along with the Johnstown Symphony, but he helps us promote this event.
Yeah.
So I'd invite you to pick his brain for a little bit as far as his insight.
Absolutely. I understand he makes the donuts as well, you know?
The guy does a little bit of everything.
Dwayne Dietrich.
Hi, Bo. It's nice to be with you again.
Good to have you with us here. Hey, this is something that's very important to you. We often talk about music whenever you're in here, but you're a guy that has a great appreciation for our local veterans as well. So it's not only you getting to showcase talents of your great band there, but also to show appreciation to people like Tom that served in Vietnam.
Well, I'm very proud and honored that I have been a part of this committee since the very first day that we celebrated this veterans event.
Yeah.
This is 7 years going on, but Tom and I have been connected even way before this event. So when it came about and he asked me to be a part of it, I did not hesitate.
Right. So it's not just you supplying music, but, you know, as we talked about, I'm just joking about you making the donuts, unless you really are. I wouldn't be surprised. You have your hand in just about everything, man.
I put the sprinkles on. Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of family members who were in the military. My brother was a Vietnam-era veteran, and when we did the first event, I gave him one of the certificates that were individualized for each veteran. He told me that was the best present I ever gave him in his life.
That's wonderful.
I'm just happy that I'm volunteering and I'm on the committee and helping in any which way I can. And we're going to be providing the music this year once again.
Yeah.
And my group, Three of Hearts, we do some patriotic songs to start off the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we play some songs from, we'll say, the Vietnam era and some other popular things. And then there'll be some members of the Johnstown Symphony doing some music selections as well during the ceremony, which
That's
is
awesome.
It's a really nice touch.
That's awesome. Dwayne, by the way, the people you play with in your band, you have some players in there that have impressive resumes.
Well, thank you. We are very proud that we have the lineup that we do, because I appreciate the members.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you also, with the history that you have here, Josh and Tom got to see a 45 of you back in the day, too. So you know a guy has credibility, you know, if there's a 45 with his music on it. I just can't find a record player to put it on. That's the only issue, Dwayne.
We can fix you up with that.
We might get an announcement.
But yeah, once again, we want people to come out, honor the veterans, talk to all the service organizations that will be there. And as Tom said earlier, have some fun.
The event takes place Friday, March 29th from 9 to 1. There'll be a brief ceremony at 10 o'clock. This happens at First Summit Arena at the Cambria County War Memorial Lobby.
We're looking forward to it and having a good time, and also recognizing each and every one, but not forgetting those that have made the ultimate sacrifice or whose lives have been affected by the Vietnam era war.
Great conversation today. Josh Hauser, Dwayne Dietrich, Tom Caulfield, thank you for your service. And Tom, welcome home.
Thank you, Bo.
That's the Bo and More PA podcast. If you have a charity, upcoming event, or 501c3, and you want to be featured in an upcoming episode, you can email me, producer Russ, at rbeckett@7mountainsmedia.com. R-B-E-C-K-E-T-T @7mountainsmedia.com. Keep checking back here for more news on what's going on in our area. It's the Bo and More PA podcast.